Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
I got you.
Welcome to an all-new episode of So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. I am Ryan Bailey. This is your Monday episode. We're going to make it a great week, aren't we, folks? I've had four cups of coffee, and I am just getting started. I played that special mashup at the beginning because Tonight, I am doing something very special, something that I've never done before in my life. I'm going to have sex for the first time, and I am so, so excited. I've heard great things. A lot of you guys highly recommend it, and I am so, so Tuesday's episode is going to be huge. I'll be doing boots on the ground of my first sexual experience. No, I'm going to the Grateful Dead show, so of course, I had to do a mashup of Jay-Z and the Grateful Dead. Of course, the Grateful Dead, or Dead & Company as they're now known, is famous because John Mayer made them famous, basically. They were a small band that was in some smaller markets, and then John Mayer joined, and it really has blown up in these last couple of years. I'm looking forward to hearing Touch of Grey, Your Body is a Wonderland. If they do Quarter Life Crisis, I'm gonna cry. I mean, if they do a 50-minute Quarter Life Crisis by John Mayer, it is going to mean the world. Of course, they're gonna play Gravity. You know, they're gonna do all the hits. Hopefully, they do some of the Grateful Dead old songs as well. But I'm mainly looking forward to the new catalog. No, I'm really excited. So I am in a rush to get this done because if I'm in a different headspace later, it's going to be hard for me to come back and do commercials and things like that. So I'm hoping Sophie is on time. I saw she was at the Jets game, which I believe is a football team. I saw her 5 hours ago posting from a football stadium, which is always comforting when you're like, okay, I think this is going to happen. So I'm recording this intro on the good chance that she is going to be ready to go in 15 minutes, which I believe she is. She said, yeah, I'm on my way home, which could mean so many different things, but it looks good. But I guess the big news that we need to talk about that I'm so excited to get Sophie's opinion and thoughts on is that we're living in such a special time. The time, of course, we're sharing the same air as Pete Davidson, somebody who has really managed to, in such a short amount of time, you know, leave his mark on so many important females in our day and age. And you gotta, I mean, and a lot of people love him. I said on Twitter last night that he is the Austin Kroll of TV and film. And a lot of people really did not like that. They were like, how dare you? Pete's a good man. Guys, I'm not saying Pete's a bad man, but I am saying something is off. Like, there are certain things where you're like, this is why we live in a simulation, most likely, and whoever is in control of the Pete Davidson avatar is one of the best players of the game ever, because great guy, funny guy, supposedly huge dong, but still, it doesn't add up. Like, there's something missing here. And also, on top of it, Kim Kardashian, which is, this is what I'm talking about, is the photographs on the roller coaster where she's holding, and by the way, there's multiple photos, so it feels like it wasn't just the photos you get at, like, fucking Six Flags, where they're like, oh, let's buy this for $30. Like, it seemed like somebody was up in the scaffolding, which means they got tipped off, which means Kris Jenner is hard at work once again. And I gotta tell you, Kim looked relatively really happy, and I mean, I said that I'll talk about this with Sophie, is that I remembered this story from like 2 years ago when him, Timothy Chalamet, Kid Cudi, and Kanye West went to Nobu, and he got stuck with the bill, Pete Davidson, and he was like, he said, I was the least rich of all of those people, and that is wild. So finally, Pete got payback. I mean, because if I was Kanye, I mean, Kanye, just in terms of like being a billionaire and on top of it being a rapper, that's like, I feel like that is an assault on his manhood. I mean, we all know it isn't. We all know that's immature, but Kanye is not the most mature artist billionaire that we know of. You know, even Bill Gates would be upset at that. So it is going to be so fun to hear Pete Davidson in a rap song pretty soon when Kanye speaks out against him. Like, I would love, remember the old days when like Tupac and Biggie would like have songs about each other? Like, if there's a Pete Davidson rap about Kanye and then Pete has to respond on SNL about Kanye, like, we would be living in the golden age of pop culture, which I truly think we are. But there was a press release set out today that they just run in the same friend circles. Wait, what? Wait, they run in the same friend? Pete Davidson's like 26 years old. What fucking friend circles are they? Like, Pete lives in New York. Kim lives in LA in Calabasas area. What friend circles are they running in? I mean, like, what's his friend Randy buys stuff at Skims? Like, I don't understand how that's even a possibility. But it was a cute little press release of like, no, because they know that we know that they know that we know what is really going on here. But the sad thing is, I'm also, and this is fun to give sympathy and pity to the man, is that people are like, oh, Kim's using Pete. I hope Pete wakes up. Pete doesn't give a fuck. Pete's like, use me to your heart's content. You, in fact, I will gladly put my PP in your VV if it. I mean, I will gladly be used. Pete will be used all the way to the bank. Pete's been used so far by Kate Beckinsale, Kaya Gerber. Like, there is, I mean, this guy, and now it's like, you know, when you're famous and all of a sudden, like, things just get handed to you, you don't have to audition for parts anymore. They just like, that's where Pete is with women. Women are just getting handed over to him. And I was like, do you think, all this started supposedly when Pete was on SNL when Kim was the host, and they did that Aladdin scene where they kissed. But I was like, do you think all the other guys on SNL are pissed? Like, I'm on this show too. What happened with that? Like, and also, it wasn't like the Aladdin sketch was like, oh my God, did you see the chemistry? No, it looked stupid as hell. I watched it. I thought it was a great episode, but like, there wasn't like, holy shit, they really have something going. But also, I've been on roller coasters with girls before that I was not dating, and none of them asked me to hold their hand. Like, it was, they kept their hands so far away from me that it was awkward for me just to be on the roller coaster next to them to begin with. I mean, I'm sorry, but I just don't see, like, if you're holding hands on a roller coaster, come on. Like, come on. And did you see the smile? Did you see and Kim, don't, come on. Kim knows when she's being, like, photographed and taped and all that stuff. Don't even let that fool you. And don't get by like, oh my God, we witnessed this private moment. No, we didn't. We witnessed a moment that they knew we were going to witness. But it doesn't mean, like, even if it's all set up, I'm telling you, Pete's okay with it. Pete might fall in, like, and also, the great thing about this is that, also, I forgot, has anyone checked in on Cassie David, Larry David's daughter? That was how this all started. It was Cassie. And then, of course, Cassie hooked up supposedly with John Mayer, who I'm seeing tonight at the Dead show. So it all comes full circle. If I do see John, I will ask her, ask him about Cassie, and then I'll ask, when is Your Body is a Wonderland coming up in the set, and how long will they do Drums in Space off it? Okay, so that is the big news story. But it, guys, that is huge news stories. Of course, it also saves us from looking at the horrible things that we used to on Halloween with Kim Kardashian, where we would see which outfits she dressed up with Food God. Like, he would always be like, Kim, dress up with me. Like, they did Sonny and Cher once, but, like, Sonny had the wonky eye like he does. And I wonder, I just want, I mean, guys, this is pop culture. This is rarefied air we're breathing when a pop culture story. And that's what you got to love about the Kardashians, is they give us so much by having so little talent. And they've given us so, so much. I mean, they really know the game. And you've got to appreciate how many avenues and layers to their game that they're, I mean, this is amazing. And of course, this week they are fully shooting for the Hulu show. So if this Hulu show has a special Halloween episode where Pete Davidson shows up, and you know what I want? I want him to reenact the scene from Fear with Mark Wahlberg and Alicia Silverstone on the, remember that awkward scene that you watch with your parents where all of a sudden Mark Wahlberg's finger banging Reese Witherspoon on a roller coaster? Like, and I was like, oh, this is awkward. Like, that's, can you imagine that? But I guess in this instance, would Kim Kardashian be the Mark Wahlberg part, or would Pete Davidson, you know, the casting could go either way on that, but it's, you just got to admit, it's damn exciting. And there's nothing else I want to talk about. I mean, this really truly is, I've forgotten about all other pop culture stories. We had, of course, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Reunion Part 3.
Fourth.
We got her, folks. I was nervous because I knew the football game was today, and I saw her there 5 hours ago on her Instagram, and I was like, oh, we're definitely not recording today. And then she's here with us because she's a professional, but I just found out her team, the Bengals, lost. Sophie Ross, welcome to the show. I am so sorry. How are you handling all of this?
I'm sad. I'm bummed. I'm not going to lie, because the Jets aren't good.
Jets are a bunch of assholes. I'll say it right now. I don't know football much, but I think they're a bunch of assholes.
Wait, the fans, by the way, were so funny, because, and I'm sorry to any Jets fans listening, but like we just thought it was so funny because they were like celebrating a first down like it was like the Super Bowl because they're just like not but of course they were like super they were like kicking our ass today. But then when we were leaving, and I was of course decked out in full Bengals gear, I was excited because I've gone to Jets games before as a Bengals fan. We've won, so I get to like talk shit on the train home. This and instead I'm in Bengals gear and people are talking shit to me. This Jets fan goes, "Loser." I was like, you think I'm not already suffering enough right now? You have to rub it in. But I was like,
what did you say back?
And he was, I was like, fuck you. And he was like, fuck you. And I looked and he was like a 12-year-old kid. I was like, of course, like, engaging with a 12-year-old kid.
Just you're like, call me in 5 years, kid. Wink. how did Joe Burrow's your love do?
He did not do great.
Okay, you know, so he didn't help. He didn't help the team.
I think he was like distracted that I was there. Like, you know,
that's what I'm saying. We talked last week and he probably heard last week when you said, I said, hey, would you be willing to have, if he had one person in every state and you were his person in New York, would you do it? And you said, yeah. And that's a lot of pressure to put on a sports player. So he knew you were there. And he was like, if I look stupid today, the free ride that Sophie would give me is done.
I know he like didn't want to embarrass himself in front of me. And I think he was overthinking it. It's like the Tony Romo.
Did you tweet
Romo.
At him? Did you remember, tweet?
Remember Tony Romo Jessica and Simpson. Simpson? That was, yeah, that was.
Wait, by the way, you guys, it is funny that the only way I know sports is if some kind of pop culture.
Yeah.
It's like, I knew exactly what she was talking about because of course I listened to the Jessica Simpson autobiography and she has a whole chapter about Tony Romo and being like, and she's like, and he lost every game I was at. Like, it was like amazing.
Wait, that's like how I am with any sport that's not the NFL. Like, I don't know anything. Like, I don't want people to get mistaken and think that I'm like super sporty because I really only care about the NFL. Like, I only know NBA players that have dated Kardashians.
Yeah, I mean, that is true.
Like,
I mean, that,
Ben
makes it more exciting.
If you asked me to name NBA players, I'd be like, okay, Ben Simmons, James Harden, Tristan Thompson.
Well, Lamar Odom.
He doesn't play anymore.
No, I know, but I'm just saying if you know, he's in the past, but you could, Kendall Jenner, especially, you could create an all-star team just from the guys she's dated.
Oh yeah. Devin Booker.
Yeah. I mean, like she's dated some of the best NBA players out there from what I hear.
She did. She like responded because someone like made a joke like that once. And she was like, I forgot.
Was it you that made that joke? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, speaking of the Kardashians, I guess we got to start off with something that in so many different ways, I'm fascinated by this, but of course, yesterday we got pictures of Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian at Knott Scary Farm holding hands on a roller coaster. And I need all of your opinions on this, what you think it is. And let's start off with the, you know, do you think this is real or not?
No. And I actually, that was the first thing I said today when I was talking about it, IRL. Like, I was like.
That's in real life, you guys. IRL, yeah, just FYI. Yeah.
Like, not with my internet friends, for one. But yeah, I was like, it's for attention. Like, it is. Like, I don't buy it for a sec. I just don't think it's real. And
but
like,
take us through how that conversation reasons. You would imagine playing out. Like, because Pete would have to agree with that. And I'm saying it's like laughing all the way to the bank. Of like, hey, yeah, you could use me. Can I touch your boobs? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's like, I don't think it'd be hard to like convince him. Hey, like, you know, maybe let's, you know,
by the way, because
I don't know how it works exactly, but I just don't think it's a genuine relationship that's going anywhere.
Yeah. But you just described all of our relationships in real IRL to begin with. 90% of our relationships aren't going anywhere.
Don't think it's a genuine relationship, period. I'll finish the sentence there.
Did you ever see that movie Fear?
Also, wait, before we move on to Fear, hold that thought. It's also like all of these, like, I feel like Kim knows that the bombshell scrawny tattooed guy combination is having a moment.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is like a slap in the face to Kravis.
Yeah. Like, move over, Kravis. No one cares about you anymore.
And also,
Pete Davidson always like, I don't know. I know
Cassie David started this. Cassie David. It all started with Cassie David.
Oh God, Cassie David.
It's all been so, that's where it started. And ever since then, he has betted or had been rumored to have betted. I mean, just a who's who. It's like Kendall Jenner with the NBA. It's like, he's really, what he's doing. I said this on twitter.com today, but like I've not seen a run like this since Tom Hanks in the 90s with his movie choices. Like he did Philadelphia into Forrest Gump into Saving Private Ryan. It like, it's all just bangers in terms of movies. And I feel like Pete's doing that with women. Like it's a who's who of every important female that we have out there. It's just, it's so impressive. And now girls are just throwing themselves. And this rumor of him having a big dong, which he probably really does have a big dong. It's not a rumor, but like, how desperate are girls with the, you know, like I'm talking like there's dummies that just work at like as custodians that have big dongs. Like it's not just the big dong.
I mean, I think, yes, once you're linked to any A-list woman, you're set for life when it comes to like getting women in the future. It's just, you know,
Did you ever see that movie, Camp?
It doesn't make sense to me, but like, yeah, if someone, if you, you know, are looking at Emily Ratajkowski's ex-boyfriend, you know, who might not actually, in fact, isn't that attractive.
Oh no, he's like,
I'm very shocked by her choices in men all the time. But it's like, yeah, you would find him probably, you'd be like, oh, like if he can get her, like there's something special about him. Like you look at him differently.
That's what, did you ever see that movie? This is before your time, but no, Can't Buy Me Love with Patrick Dempsey. And it's like an 80s film, but it was basically this girl, like in high school spills like Ripple, which is like a shitty red wine all over her mom's like fur dress or something. And this nerd who saved up lawn mowing money, which is paid by Patrick Dempsey, he goes, he was going to buy a telescope, but he sees her at the, and she can't afford the dry cleaning, this $1,000 dry cleaning. He's like, I'll give you $1,000 if you pretend to be my girlfriend, because she's the most popular girl in high school for 2 weeks. And she's like, you think that'll make you popular? He's like, I'm willing to bet $1,000 it does. And then it does actually make him popular. And she like then starts falling in love with him though. But then he's all excited about being popular. And then he starts betting all the popular girls. And then he realizes all along he wanted this girl to begin with, and how popularity changed him. I've gone off topic, but wouldn't it be great if Pete Davidson paid Cassie David originally? He's like, I'm willing to bet 1,000 joints. If you date me, I can start dating other famous people.
I don't think it started with Cassie David though. It started with Ariana Grande. Like,
well, that was huge.
David was like his like first long term. And I feel like they were like on even footing. It's not like she's like an A-lister.
No, that's true.
It was with Ariana Grande is what made him, you know?
Like he can date off that for the rest of his, it's like somebody doing a good film or releasing a good album. Then you can release three shitty albums without anybody questioning you, because you'll always have the good album, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
but like, what is Kim? I mean, even age, like it's amazing. Cause here's a billionaire that I mean, and also the Kanye effect. I talked about this story yesterday. Like immediately I remembered the Nobu story where Pete Davidson had to pay for him, Timothy Chalamet, Kid Cudi, and Kanye West. He got stuck with the bill, which is like, and he did a whole bit on Seth Meyers' show about it, or one of those late night shows. And it's like, Kanye's got to be flipping out. Like, honestly, this is like, cause Kanye's so weak. Like he's got to be flipping out. Don't you think? Even just the joke of it.
Stunt. Like he could be in on it. Like, I think that we have to look at everything the Kardashians do through the lens of attention is their currency. Like they're doing anything for attention. I don't see anything they do as genuine. Like I actually just don't like, and I feel like that's just a good, you know, I don't know what the word is.
But doesn't it still excite? Like when you saw it, wasn't it exciting? Didn't it make you feel something? Are you not entertained, as Russell Crowe in Gladiator says?
I rolled my eyes, I think. I was like, oh, okay, now we have this.
There was an earthquake in New York last night, and it was actually just Sophie rolling her eyes at 8 p.m. last night.
Yeah, I was like, okay, now, yeah.
I love that's the difference between you and me. You rolled your eyes, and I was like, yee, yee.
I know, but that's so excited. We're a good balance.
Okay, so moving on to something just as fake, if not faker, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills had part three of their reunion this week. And I'm just, even I, like my heart is just not in it anymore. Like unless the fourth thing happens where like fires shoot out of Erica Jane's asshole, I just don't see, like it just meant nothing. All the words seem faked and forced. What were your thoughts on it? Anything stand out to you?
It was boring, first of all. Like, it was super boring. I'm over the Kathy Hilton montages. I don't need any more of them. Yeah, I can't even remember what else happened.
We've worn those moments to death, the fan base, because Kathy's had so many great moments, but we've been talking about them nonstop. So to see a montage of them is pointless. It's like we've never not been talking about this. Yeah, you know,
we've already beaten them to death on Twitter. You know, it's like we don't need to keep going over them. I'm going back actually to
your tweets.
Yeah, look at my tweets.
By the way, and I will say this, this is a compliment to Sophie. I say it every week, but her Twitter when a Housewives show gets on is just really just laser-like in its precision. Like, I no joke, you should write for a late-night talk show because it is so dead on. And you're usually horrible with your Twitter any other time, but just when those Housewives shows air, you are on. It's like some of the best tweets I read in the genre, you know?
Oh my God, thank you. Thank you, baby gorgeous.
Baby gorgeous, where you want to go? This,
hi, mommy, baby gorgeous.
Will you take me to Winnie's to unclog my heart?
So Erica being like, I'm not playing the victim as she's playing the victim.
I'm not playing the victim.
And wait, also when she was like, when Andy was like, but Erica, it seems like you're really not, you know, talking about the victims at all and, or, you know, thinking about them. And she goes, I am thinking about the victims. However, it's like, it's all about Erica. And it's like, it's a personality disorder is what I would call it. Like, she's just incapable of seeing how bad she looks, which is, she just has no self-awareness.
I don't know if you find any play in this, but I said in the recap is that it almost, I wish there was almost just a one-on-one conversation with Erica and Andy, because I almost feel like with the other ladies there, it gives this distraction there that Erica Jane uses to never really answer any questions more than like 3 seconds. I know we're seeing an edited show, but when all these other ladies start speaking, Erica starts responding to the other ladies instead of Andy. And I would almost want a one-on-one between Andy and Erica, because I do think Andy, you know, is doing what he as best as he can do. But like, I would love to see one-on-one, because even when Andy does push back, all these other ladies jump in, and then it becomes about the other ladies jumping in more than what Erica would say.
Oh yeah, for sure. And that's like part of the strategy is that these,
yeah, it reads strategy.
Yeah. The Fraud Force Five are always, you know, jumping in to save Erica.
So, and the other thing is like, I mean, we have not heard Sutton speak more than 3 sentences in 2 episodes now. And I'll say, I need to speak so bad. Like, don't you wait? Did you see that Instagram this week where she called? She's like, who is that guy with you? Is that your boo? And she's like, no, it's my homosexual assistant. I'll say.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I love him.
I love him too.
It's just on Twitter. And then all the people from Twitter were going to Sutton's Instagram and being like, is that your homosexual assistant? And she just like responds with a smiley face.
But I love it because Sutton kind of reminds me of that person that like means well. But I like that she laughs at herself where she's like sticking her foot in her mouth and she kind of laughs at herself. I love that.
Yeah. She's just like a funny mom, you know? Yeah,
exactly. But she's sexy too. I hear you're dating Sutton. Please give me a shot. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if I show up and then I get into it with Lisa? I'm like, Lisa, you're fucking annoying. I want you to sit down. You're inherently cold, Lisa. And then I like laugh with PK.
Wait, what was it? You're not intentionally cold.
You're inherently cold. Speaking of PK, and I want us to really try to be as respectful as we can with this next topic. Because there's a lot of different theories. I personally is that Dorit Kemsley, of course, had a home invasion on, I believe, Thursday night or Wednesday night. It was literally the next day after Andy had been talking about all of the clothing that she wears and all of the purses and all that stuff that all the ladies wear, a home invasion the next night. And it's really weird because I see people getting really upset when people are like, well, I bet it was staged or something like that. And I understand that anger about like, how dare you say something like that? But I will say the housewives have lied and done so many weird things over the years that that's kind of where sometimes the fan base has to be. And I know that's going to upset a lot of people, but I mean, here, I will say I totally do believe this. I mean, I'm interested in your thoughts, but I will say I do have to believe this is true because I just don't, why would you ever make up something like this, especially with two kids? Like, especially, I just don't think they would go that far, even though I know PK has financial issues. What are your thoughts?
So, yeah, I think it's a horrific thing to lie about. And I can't fathom how someone could lie about this. So, yeah, I definitely do want to believe. I mean, it's horrible, but yes, I obviously don't want to think that Dorit is making this up because it's, you know, just horrific.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I also understand how, you know, the fan base who, you know, we're watching Jen Shah and Erica and all of these fraudsters, and also knowing that, you know, Dorit does have kind of like a shady, like, you know, kind of shady past and kind of
wait, Dorit has or PK has?
Both of them. Like, even Dorit's businesses are like shady. Like,
yeah,
I feel like, you know, it's, I understand the skepticism, especially the fact that it was like the day filming started, which was also just like interesting. So I get the skepticism. Again, I do not want to say or think that she's lying, because again, I think that's a horrific thing to lie about. But again, like you said, I understand the skepticism. It's hard not to be skeptic when, you know, we have been kind of deceived by a lot of these housewives over the years.
And I saw a lot of stuff online of like, how dare people think it's not exactly what they said. And I was like, okay, but you got to admit that like these ladies have not been truthful in so many situations that I'm not blame. I mean, but I will, like, I don't want to blame my cold black heart on them. But at the same time, there's so many examples of them just flat out lying. Like, it's been proven over the years. And if you read even David Quinn's oral history, like all of these lies and all this deception, that sometimes our minds are trained to go there. And I don't think it's necessarily makes us horrible people to like always look at the other side of things. I mean, we're dealing with that with Erica Jane now, you know?
I think if anything, it's good to question things and, you know, like, and not take everything you read or hear as fact, especially when it comes to thirsty celebrities. I think that if, yeah, there's anything you can take away just from me in general, is that I never take anything as fact that I hear about celebrities. Like, I just don't. I think it's good to have a level of skepticism. Like,
what did you think when you saw the photos the next day of all the ladies rushing to Dorit's side, including, have you heard of this? There was like a lady on the Housewives. I forgot what season, John Mellencamp. It was somebody related to John Mellencamp, like Hetty, like something like, Chetty Mellencamp.
It sounds familiar. I barely remember.
Yeah, I know. It's like something that I don't necessarily, but she was wearing, whoever this lady was wearing Mellencamp on their shirt when they ran to Dorit's rescue. And, but I was also just like, chill, Teddy, we don't need you there. Like, I almost feel like I know this. See, this is how black my heart is. They were filming that day, which is also another weird thing, because we always complain that Dorit didn't have a storyline. Well, Dorit got a storyline now. Dorit's got us. And I'm not saying that, but I'm saying we get to see all this played out. It's already been said on multiple outlets that this will be a part of the show. How interesting in so many ways, even if it is completely true, just the timing is so weird, but I don't want this to give another reason for Teddy to be a friend of, you know?
Yeah, we don't want that. Like, get her away.
Did you read the reviews for Edwin's security company or her husband?
Oh my God. I saw
really
that.
Really bad.
Like, scam old people.
Like, this lady, I mean, you know, from the true crime podcast to the all-in fucking like horrible, like, you know, hold you against your will diet, this lady allegedly does some really horrible things, and her husband seems to do them too. And for her to like, then did you see that her coming against Dana Wilkie? Dana Wilkie, of course, the $25,000 sunglass housewife, who Dana's been on the show before. She's a controversial figure. I was on her live a couple weeks ago. Dana's really funny. She's always been insanely nice to me. But Dana had posted that day a thing about PK. Okay, you guys, we will be back to the pop culture roundup in just 1 second, but we gotta keep the lights on here. We gotta read some advertisements, which I appreciate if you listen to all three of these today, because I'm just always ecstatic when anybody advertises on the show. But I love these brands. I love these brands also because they have given me product to try out, and I actually have tried all of these. And our first one is Raycon. And you know I'm into music. I've gone to literally 8 billion concerts in the last 2 weeks. And I gotta say, Raycon, I'm bringing with me to every concert. They are just amazing. They can get you amped. You can listen to your podcast. You can listen to your Grateful Dead, your John Mayer. You can listen to my podcast on Raycons. And I got to tell you, as we lead up to the holiday season, it's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can save big on a gift your family and friends will use every day. That's Raycon wireless earbuds. I use these every day. They look sleek. They really do look, and they are so inexpensive for the quality that these things are. I did use them on the vacation with my parents. I am now using them on the daily. I have not lost them yet, which is amazing. I'm very proud of myself for that. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise isolating fit, you can start listening right away and you can keep listening for hours. The audio quality is amazing. And you guys, I am an audiophile. I'm one of those snobs and it sounds amazing. Comparable to what you get from other premium brands, except Raycon starts at half the price. Like I said, pricing really does matter, especially when you're broke like me. The new everyday earbuds come with three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. You got Pure Mode, which is for podcast listening, blues, instrumental. I consider my podcast blues and instrumental. You have Balanced Mode, podcast listening as well, rock, heavy rock, metal. And you got Bass Mode, hip-hop, EDM, reggae. Raycon offers 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. That's huge. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. So this holiday season, get them something they can use for calls, for music, for work, for play, at home or on the go. Or get this, pick up a pair for yourself. You have earned it. Give yourself a gift. Trust me, you are going to use them every day. Now, go to buyraycon.com/sobad today to unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/sobad to unlock up to 20% off your Raycons. buyraycon.com/sobad. Ah, I love that. Our next one is Simply Safe. Now, they've been with us multiple times. If you have ever wanted to make your home feel safer, there is no better time than now. This is a product that is specifically built for the day and age that we are in now. This week, our friends at Simply Safe are giving So Bad It's Good listeners 40% off their award-winning home security. I thought I misread that, but it's true, 40% off. We love Simply Safe because it has everything you need to make your home safe. Indoor and outdoor cameras, comprehensive sensors, all monitored around the clock by trained professionals who send help the instant you need it. Like I said earlier, we set one up in our backyard because I'm in this house which has like three houses attached to it. And I said this horrible story that our neighbor, somebody broke into the back house. And if she had Simply Safe, this wouldn't have happened. So that is set up in the backyard now. And of course, I set up the indoor one to catch my roommate because I know he goes through my crap in my room. So I have set that up to catch him. Josh, I will catch you. You are not safe because Simply Safe is on the case. Simply Safe has been named Best Home Security System of 2021 by U.S. News and World Report. You can easily customize a system for your home online in minutes and even get free custom recommendations from Simply Safe. These are Simply Safe's biggest discounts of the year. You can get a complete home security system starting at just over $100. There are no long-term contracts or commitments. It's a really easy way to start feeling a bit more safe and to have a bit more peace of mind. Like I said, we need that in today's day and age more than ever. So take advantage of Simply Safe's holiday sale and get 40% off your new home security system by visiting simplysafe.com/sobad. Again, that's Simply Safe, SimpliSafe.com/sobad for 40% off your entire system. But hurry, this offer ends very soon. And you guys, our final commercial today is our favorite, Osea, which is Just an amazing, amazing skincare company. They have been with us many times, and this is the company that I love the most. Is not only they have an amazing product, but they care enough of their product that they actually walked me through it. They actually did an onboarding call with me and walked me through what this product means to them, what you should expect, and I gotta say, it's amazing. And I will tell you, it's funny, the more people I meet, the more people actually know about this product and use it on a daily basis, and that is incredible. In fact, I just ordered more myself. I'm not kidding. I just ordered more of Osea the other day. It is really cool. I have been glad to add this, and I don't even want to say add this. I'm glad to make this part of my skincare skincare lineup. I don't have a skincare lineup until now. So thank you to Osea. I'm just naturally beautiful, but as I get older, I'm realizing that is not going to be the case forever, and that is why this product has really come in handy for me. So Osea has been making products that are clean, vegan, and safe for your skin and the planet for over 25 years. When it comes to clean beauty, Osea is the pioneer. They have award-winning skincare, body scrubs, wellness products, and body treatments. Their Undaria Algae Body Oil has been a celebrity favorite for years. They have a ton of great gift set options at different price points, and they all look and feel super luxurious. And you guys, as the holiday season comes, these are the things that kind of make amazing gifts. So I'm really excited that they advertise with us over the holidays, because if you're looking for something to get any of your family or friends, I think this is amazing. These things don't even need to be wrapped, because the glass packaging is so beautiful on its own, and it is more sustainable than plastic. These are sturdy bottles. They really are a very sleek looking product. So only share the best with your friends and family. Osea is the perfect gift for anyone. The Undaria Algae Body Oil, it feels, I've said this before, and I got made fun of, by the way, by my friend, but it is. It makes me feel luxurious. It feels rich, not greasy. It's not sticky. It absorbs into the skin. And I gotta say, when the winter comes, it starts getting colder. Your skin starts getting drier. And this actually moisturizes, and it leaves my skin a lot softer and smoother than it was before. All Osea products are clean, vegan, cruelty-free, climate neutral, and it's created with sustainably sourced seaweed and made in California. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. This holiday season, stock up and share your new favorite clean skincare and body care with your friends and family. We even have a special discount just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order with promo code SOGOOD at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com. You're going to get free samples with every order, and orders over $50 get free shipping. Gifting is always easier if you start early, so head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SOGOOD. And now back to the show. Just like posted one photograph of a legal document, and it didn't even have the address of their house, but it was something. And PK was like, PK literally then posted on the Instagram and said, Dana Wilkie gets the CUNT of the Week award. And this was the day before all this happened. And then Teddy, the next day, once this happened, said, Dana Wilkie, you are to blame for what happened to them. You inspired this home invasion. And I'm like, first, and Dana immediately fired back, was like, I didn't have any address there. Their address is on public records, first off.
It's so easy to find anyone's address if you look.
Within three clicks, their house is up on market. All of the rooms, including all the kids' toy rooms are on there. There is so much information about the Kemsleys you could find out within three clicks. And for Teddy to misdirect, and I love somebody said on, I think Dana said, hey, you should know a lot about safety, especially your husband. And if you read the reviews for his security company, he's not really all about making people safe either. Like, don't throw stone. If you live in a glass house, do not throw stones. Teddy is manipulative. And the worst offense is she's dumb. She's just dumb. A dumb lady.
She's dumb. She just is bland. Yeah. Just tragically born without a personality.
The women rushing there, like, I know they've been filming now for a couple of weeks, and part of me was like, I feel like they are going to rush this season out because how hot everything is right now. But like, after next week, I feel like I want a long break from the Beverly Hills ladies. Are you like that? Or are you like, give me more, more, more?
I'm like, give me more.
Really? Okay.
But I know what it's like to need a break from things. I'm like needing a break really badly from like the Bachelor franchises.
What do you, so you haven't watched the new season, right? With Michelle?
I'm watching it, but I'm like, I'm so fatigued by it all because now we have like Clayton season and then we have the next Bachelor season. And then
so you're, I want to give your name to Sarah Heron. I was on the Us Weekly podcast for the Bachelorette this week to recap it, but you should go on her, the Us Weekly pod about it if you're watching it.
Oh my God. Should I?
You should totally. Let me, if you're watching it, let me tell her you're watching it.
Yes.
I know she knows you. So she's, Sarah's awesome. You know, Sarah Heron, right?
Yeah.
She's, yeah, we had a great time, but you would love to be on.
Oh
that.
My God. That'd be awesome.
If you're watching it, but like, but
yeah,
isn't.
No, I am watching it. I'm just like, I think after Michelle's season, I'm kind of like, I need a break.
Like, well, I need a break until they get Bachelor in Paradise going again. It's like, yeah, like we said, this is a feeder system into that. And yeah, I love Bachelor in Paradise, but watching The Bachelor and Bachelorette is sort of feeling archaic now.
Yeah, it is. It feels archaic. It's the same thing every single season. Yeah. And like, of course, it's like Michelle is like such an ideal bachelorette. It has nothing to do with her. Like, if anything, it's like the reason that I'm still watching is because she's bachelorette this season. Otherwise I probably wouldn't. It's like, yeah, it's just formulaic. It's the same thing over and over again. It's the same drama every season pretty much. Yeah. And it's yeah, just, I want paradise. That's all I care about.
We got further, information this week, which I thought was so, in terms of Real Housewives of New York, it comes out that there was information that Ramona, we had, Ebony K. Williams, supposedly, I think requested or she lobbied a complaint saying that Ramona was exhibiting racist behavior. And that was the holdup for the reunion. But I want, before anybody, this is such a divisive issue, which it really shouldn't be. I feel like this is a very easy issue, but it seems divisive for some reason, which worries me. But I also want to point out that this was not the first complaint filed against Ramona in terms of racism. There was crew members that have filed the same complaint, but the reunion didn't happen because they were investigating this. And then all of a sudden Ramona just completely pulled out, which means they squashed the reunion, which is just wild to have. I mean, so many things are wrong here, but wild to have Ramona have that much control over a franchise where right, they pulled it, you know?
Right. You would think that like, okay, well, if you don't come to do the reunion, you're fired. It's in your contract, kind of like Adrian or whoever it was in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. She shouldn't be able to decide that. And I think it's, yeah, it's bullshit that it seems like they're trying to like pin it also on like Ebony. Like, it's just, yeah.
Well, they really lay, I mean, there were certain things that I loved about Ebony and certain things I disliked about Ebony, just like with any housewife. But I will say that it's really, I think they are leaving her. Bravo is leaving her out to dry a little bit. They're like letting her out to the wolves for some reason. And I don't fully understand it because, you know, it's like, I know Ramona's popular, but at the same time, you've got to look to the future. You know, at some point you are going to have to cut and run from Ramona. And we're seeing that she's kind of like this horrible person. And we've seen it so many times. It's not like you're going to get something unique from her in her horribleness, because we've seen the worst she can be. I don't know where they think this is headed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It just, it's the worst possible situation, honestly, that they're in right now.
Did you hear, and this is interesting, I don't know if you've done a 23andMe, but I have. And
my sister did, so I basically did.
Well, I got my 23andMe back this week. And did you know I am 80% Dutch slut? Did you hear? So
I love it.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. They're really accurate. And my mom said I am from a long line of Dutch sleuths. So what I'm referring to, you guys, is that, of course, there's a boy band called One Direction, and Zayn Malik was a part of that band. And he, of course, is with Gigi Hadid. And Gigi, they had a child together. And this week, explosive news came out that involves the housewives. Yolanda Hadid, of course, Lyme's disease, Yolanda, just so who is that man in this world, Yolanda, just so many iconic moments. It came out that he maybe allegedly physically assaulted Yolanda and called her a Dutch slut, which is just, I love that I am that into pop culture where I was like, that's iconic. I need to make a shirt that says I'm a Dutch slut on it immediately when this is a very serious issue. But Zayn immediately put out two, I think, press releases saying that, you know, let's not argue this in the press. And also that I categorically deny all of this, but then he also pleaded no contest. There's already charges been brought up. This happened supposedly a week and a half ago. But it's very interesting, even in the discourse of this, and I'm curious to hear what you feel, because everybody's like, well, we see how Yolanda is so horrible from the show. And I'm like, okay, yeah, but that doesn't still mean you've laid your hands on somebody. Like, I was like, this is wild. I was hearing women that are my friends saying, well, she's real uppity. You know, like, what?
I mean, it's disturbing and victim blaming. And I think a lot of it, I mean, not, you know, your friends that are saying it, but like a lot of these people online that are saying are like crazy Zayn stans and like
Zaniacs. Yeah, Zaniacs.
Zaniacs. Like they have, it's like a crazy, crazy fan base. Like it's scary. And so, yeah, they're probably attacking Yolanda. I'm sure she's getting like tons of like death threats. I'm sure Gigi is getting bombarded too. I saw people were like really, really, really ripping on Gigi too. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. The person ripping on is the, you know, the abusive, washed up loser. I'm sorry. Well, oh my God. One Direction.
By the way, dude. Well, and Sophie, you know, I mean, I don't know if you remember my history with the Zaniacs.
I vaguely remember that.
So yeah. So when he had gotten into a bar fight in June and I'd read about it on TMZ, and right before I fell asleep, after I read it on TMZ, my Twitter's just trash all around. And I said, hey, just got into a fight with Zayn from One Direction. And then I woke up like 4 hours later and I looked at my phone as I do. It was really getting, I was like, wow, this tweet really blew up. Wow. It's a lot funnier than I thought it was, I guess. And then I read the first comment and it was like, I'm going to kill you. And I was like, what? And then it was like, and then the other comment was, we found who did it, you guys. It's this douchebag. And then I was like, I deleted the thing and I went back to bed. And then when I woke up, I was like, multiple death threats. You're not funny. You're an idiot. You're ugly. I'm going to kill you. Like all these things. And I go, guys, and I was like, you guys, like, put a little work into your investigating. You can tell I live in LA. That's New York. Also, the guy looks nothing like me. That's a stupid, it's a very bad joke. I'm very guilty of that. But, and this lasted for a week of me having to argue with Zaniacs. And like, I had to eventually on the podcast go, I'm talking to the Zaniacs right now. I mean you no harm. I'm more of a Harry Styles guy myself. Yeah, I come in peace. Like, I do not, like, but the Zaniacs are wild. Like what they'll, I will say, it does seem like, I do not know Zayn. I don't know his solo career, but it seems like he's a very troubled young man.
He's like reclusive. And yeah, he's had, I mean, there've been rumors about, you know, drug use. Yes. I don't know, but like,
well, his label dropped him this week after this.
Yeah, his label dropped him. Like everyone dropped him.
And Dubois said the label said they were worried about his, that he smokes very strong weed.
That's what they're trying to put out there, that it's weed. Yeah, I'm sure it's weed. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we'll tell him.
That's the Erica Jane. That's the ticket. Tom was smoking very strong weed.
Yeah.
He rolled his car 5 times. Yeah.
That's what it was.
Oh, did you see Erica Jane on TMZ? They got her and she said, she's like, I'm looking for a rich man. And I was just like, Erica, fucking, like, I mean, I know old habits die hard, but like, you know, just gross. Just overall, like, even if she didn't know about any of this law shit, come on. She's a gross human being. Like, do you think she's like.
Yes, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. She's so embarrassing. Just, okay. Yeah. We know, Erica, that you're looking for a rich man, because how else are you going to sustain your lifestyle? Like, we know.
Wait, why aren't you out for Halloween right now?
Because I don't really care about Halloween.
Really? Did you do anything for Halloween last night?
It's stressful. No, I.
Oh, it's very stressful.
I did go out last night. We didn't dress up, and we were like, oh, like everyone was obviously dressed up, and we were just like, eh. We went out to dinner, and like, you know,
faces.
I'm boring. I'm like,
no, no, I. Faces by Bravo invited me to his Halloween party today. And I got, I was like, at the last minute, I was going to do like a little like trash can and be Lisa Rinna. Like that was a joke I made on Instagram, but I really was going to do that because it was going to be a Bravo party with like Christian Grey and Great Snow and him. And, and then I got nervous and then I'm going to the Dead show instead. So, which by the way, John Mayer, I'm going to get to see him perform tonight with the Dead. I'm very excited.
You're so lucky. That's my man's.
I've never been to a Dead show. Have you been to a Dead show?
No, I've seen John Mayer live a bunch of times, but I haven't been to a Dead show.
Do you think he'll play a lot of his hits?
I don't know.
There's no way at a Dead show. I'm joking.
I don't know. I don't know what a Dead show is like. I've never been. Like, I don't know. If John Mayer was playing his hits at a Dead show, I'd go.
I know.
Sorry.
I looked up every set. There's no
lame ass, like not going out for Halloween, making fun of the Grateful Dead.
No, you're not making fun of the Grateful Dead at all. You just, I asked you as that's
okay. But yeah, you just have to understand in the context of me just being like a John Mayer stan. Like I would be there for John, not the Grateful Dead.
Oh,
it's getting real.
Yeah. Woo.
Ow.
I was just talking to my friend who's getting married in October, and there is so much to plan. You got to do the food. You got to do the food tasting. You got to book the venue, talk about the DJ, and then not to mention all of the emotion that goes into this. And then all the while you're like, ooh, what would I do if I had a wedding? I've been a part of a lot of weddings over the years, and it's an incredibly stressful process. You go from this newly engaged bliss to overwhelmed by invitation paper and flower colors in the blink of an eye. So using Zola helps with wedding planning from start to finish, and it makes every decision easier so you can stay in your bliss. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste that delicious cake. Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola helps couples plan the wedding they really want with tons of unique features and personalized recommendations based on a couple's preferences. Every Zola wedding is as unique as the couple planning it. They've thought of everything you'll need and have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Woo, woo, woo! Did you know Adele's album's coming out as well as Ed Sheeran? And there's all of these.
Oh my God, Ed Sheeran. I haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah, his album.
The Shape of You.
Well, he just got COVID. So he had to cancel his SNL appearance because he got COVID. But then I was listening to an interview and there's this really interesting thing that happened. Did you realize all of these people are pushing their release dates of their albums because, and this is, there's a vinyl shortage overseas. So there's only so, like, there is like the supply chain and all that stuff. Ed Sheeran had to move his release date because like all of these big artists lined up, like Adele has her factory printing all this vinyl. And it's like, there's a vinyl, I'm not joking. There's a vinyl shortage. That vinyl has become so popular that there is a shortage. You will not be getting your vinyl albums of all these hit makers because of like I just thought it was so weird.
Made of
sap. I don't know, rubber. I feel like an idiot now. I don't know. People are screaming at home listening to this, like, you idiot.
Yeah, it's made of. what is it made of? Let's see. Cause like, why don't they, I'm sorry. This is like, I clearly don't work in like logistics or distribution, but it always confuses me when there's like a shortage of something that like is man-made. It's like, just make more.
Yeah. Well, no, do you ever think about this? You've ever smoked weed, do you ever think about this? Do you ever think about like, okay, well, so they're saying like, there's an oil shortage or oil. Why don't we like, we had the choice when cars were made. Like,
oh, vinyl's made from plastic, by the way. It's perfect. PVC.
Oh, well, I've given so many plastic bottles back. We should be fine. But like, in terms of oil and cars, like, shouldn't we just make if we make the cars, couldn't you make them so like it'll take anything? Like, you put pizza crust in there and it should fuel a car. Like, why did we pick oil? Why is oil the one thing that gets a car going? It feels like inventing wise, that's the wrong way to go. Then we should have gone to something like air or something.
Right. Right.
I'm not high, I swear, but
I know. I was researching what vinyl records are made of. Yeah. It's PVC.
Drake celebrated his 35th birthday this weekend with a rap battle at his Death Till Death Do Us Part event. He had a rap battle event in Los Angeles, which is amazing as a 35-year-old to be like, I'm going to do a rap battle. He's returned to the top of the Billboard 200 charts for a fifth week with his song Certified Lover Boy. That's not the song. Isn't the song I'm Too Sexy? Anyways.
I don't know what song it is, but that's the album. Yeah, I don't know.
Drake bought himself a gift this week. He bought himself a $5.5 million one-of-a-kind Richard Mille watch as a present to himself for his birthday. Like, imagine spending $5.5 million for your birthday.
Oh my God. I was just having this conversation also. This is so weird. So we were just talking about, my dad's like a huge watch guy. Like, very into watches. Like, that's a big, so is John Mayer, by the way, fun fact. John Mayer's huge.
I did know that. And Jay-Z is as well. Like, yeah, if you're anybody.
That's like a big thing. So like, I know that's a lot, but like, I get it because watch people are like freaks about watches.
Yeah. But like, it's the same as where I just don't get it. Like, and also I'd be so bummed if I got like famous and then people try to pressure me into buying watches and I would say yeah just to be cool. Like, what? I looked at the watch
salesmen with their briefcases are, yes, like, buy this.
Well, that's what I look at the watch and it looked dope, but also I've said, like, guess what, like, I've seen cool watches at Target I like too.
All,
you know,
like, look the same to me. Like, my dad can like look at like an NFL sideline or whatever and he's like, oh, he's got the Submariner. And I'm like, hell, like, they all freaking look the same.
Yeah. Like, I'm just like, again, not like,
watch people. They're just different, you know?
But also like, I feel like it's relates back to the housewives. It's like, oh, cool. You've given yourself a reason to be killed. You've given yourself a reason to be killed to snatch that watch.
That's
like,
true.
You've like advertised.
That's like any woman who wears like an engagement ring, you know?
Yeah. And that's why DJ James Kennedy on Vanderpump Rules is like, Raquel, if you dig it, I'm going to be upset at you for your engagement ring. Did you watch this?
Yeah, it's like, why get, that was dumb. James is like kind of annoying me this season.
Dude, I met Raquel on Tuesday.
And how?
I went to See You Next Tuesday on Tuesday with, to see DJ James Kennedy perform. And Charlie was it. Charlie. So me and my buddy Jay went.
Oh, I
and
love Charlie.
I know. And I know Charlie. Like, I did an interview. Like, so me and Charlie are actually friendly. And I will say, Charlie talked to us for like 20 minutes while she, I will say this, like, she should have been a little bit more worried about her tables. Like, she just like planted, like, she to a point where I was like, yo, do you need to like check on people? Like, and she's like, no, it's good. Like, what's going on? Like, it's the pod's blowing up, huh? And like, she was, and she is the nicest, coolest person.
I love her.
I will say, but she's not drinking because she's like lost 40 pounds. Cause she's competing and she has like a coach for her. Like,
I follow her on Instagram. She's like training for like,
yes,
competition.
But she's still fucking fun. Like, she is a funny as hell girl. And she was like, I can't say it here, but she was like giving really like inside. I'll tell you, like, she was giving inside dirt on like Vanderpump. Did you know it's only a 13 episode season?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's not good.
I mean, it's like, they got it off the ground. Yeah. And then what was interesting, so DJ James Kennedy plays and I got to see him perform Top Man, which is always amazing. It's one of my favorite songs.
Top Man,
he's a bad man. You say, give him in a debt. And Raquel was just standing to the stage. She was dressed as a beautiful witch. And then I got to talk to Raquel because Jesse Montana was there and I've interviewed Jesse and we talked and I said, hey, Raquel, by the way, I just want to let you know, you're doing amazing. This, I was like three vodka sodas deep. So I was like, hey, come here. You're doing amazing this season, girl. Let me tell you what you could do. You know, so I started, but I was really honest. I said, you're amazing. You've got a heart of gold. Like, I just think you're
seems like a sweetheart.
And she really is one of the nicest, like, and I can usually tell when people are like in like to bullshitting, and she was just so, and I felt so bad for her. One girl came up to took a picture of her and called her Lala. And she was like, I'm not Lala. I'm Raquel. And it's like, she's just the,
what, how could you ever make that mistake?
I know.
One is a Bambi-eyed bitch.
It was probably somebody that was like, go get a picture of this. Like, it probably somebody didn't watch the show and they were on the phone with somebody and go get this shot. I will say, when Top Man was playing, I was in the back and I was jumping up and down and squealing like a schoolgirl. And he's like,
man,
and he goes, to the man in the back. Yeah. And he shouted me out.
Wait, you know what Vanderpump song I low-key love?
Feeling it? Feeling you? Or
no, what was Tom Sandoval's?
Let's touch
the public.
Which, by the way, the guy that he did that song with was QAnon and killed himself.
I feel like we must have talked about
that. Well, I'm going to go to see Tom Sandoval's new band on the 14th at Hotel Cafe. Not next Sunday, but the Sunday after, I'm going to go see him live. And DJ James Kennedy is opening up for him. So that's going
to
be exciting.
I need to move to LA for all.
You really do. I mean, you're missing these amazing events like Tom Sandoval performing.
I know.
Finally today, I do need to speak about a TMZ article that came out yesterday where Lala Kent and Randall Emmett are officially done. Their 3-year engagement, it is done. It is over. They have officially made the announcement. A lot of people, when I posted this, said, did they already do this last week? No, they didn't. This is official now. It's official. What do you think?
Yeah, because last week it was like, what did it say?
It said she's moved out. She's contemplating, I don't know, some bullshit.
Contemplating, you know, like separation or something.
Yeah.
And now it's like done, official. Again, I'm like, I'm not that surprised about all of this because I think that Lala, it's not like she, you know, married him for his looks. And like, he keeps getting sued by people and like, you know, he owes his ex-wife. Didn't that just come out?
Yeah. Like, he asked for lower alimony. Wait, what is it called when you pay for the kids?
Like child support.
Child support. He asked for lower child support payments and said he almost had to declare bankruptcy, but who knows? That could have just been a way to like try to save money or, you know, like. Always screw
either way
woman.
It's not, you know, a sign that he's like doing super well when you're asking for that.
No.
And it makes sense that Lala, you know, probably figures that she has enough of a platform at this point to make enough money on her own.
Well, and also like you're going to realize this guy's going to cheat on you for the rest of your days, regardless of how hot you are or whatever. So I really feel like this was a make or break moment for her. And it was like, well, why do I need him? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. He's definitely no prize and neither is she, let's be honest. So.
Wow. There's a lot of rumors online. I was just looking real quick that Leah McSweeney was fired today, but Twitter's so crazy because they'll be like, It's like, they'll be like, she's fired. They'll be like, no, that's a rumor. And she's fired.
I know. I always see, I saw a rumor about like Dorit. Yeah. That rumor before, you know, the robbery, I really believed it. It was like Dorit fired from Real Housewives. And I was like, what?
Yeah. I don't think she would be fired. And they don't even have plans for a new season yet. So how would she be fired? It makes no sense.
I doubt it.
I don't believe that at all. In fact, I just feel like there's like people online that literally like just put out rumors to have fun, you know?
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. They're like trolling us, but yeah, I don't see anything online about Leah getting fired and I highly.
So what are you doing for the remainder of the night?
I am going to watch Real Housewives of Potomac. Real Housewives.
By the way, season finale tonight.
Yes. The season finale of Potomac.
Oh, what did you think of the trailer with Nicki Minaj?
Oh, first of all, the trailer is great. Nicki Minaj, I'm not so excited for, but I loved when Candace was like, your forehead is
2 more inches than
two
mine.
2.5 inches larger than mine. Oh my God, I was crying.
I do love like when Nicki comes out, they make such a big deal out of her walking down the halls. And then all the fucking like housewives like
they're like, ah! To be fair, like, I mean, at that point in time, I might have too. Now that, you know, Nicki Minaj has turned out to be a horrible person.
Yeah, scum. Yeah.
But when all of this was like happening, kind of, I guess not when they were filming, but like when the rumors started happening that she was going to either host the reunion or make an appearance, everyone was so excited.
It's exciting.
Also going back to, I feel like Nikki has kind of tanked her own career. Zayn's career just never really took off, by the way. Speaking of Zayniacs and stuff. His solo career never took off.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so maybe he's just
which is like, I feel like Harry Styles has done everything right. Like Harry Styles is going to have, he has a great solo career. Like honestly, if you didn't even go One Direction,
Harry Styles was always like the main One Direction guy.
Happy Harry Ween, you guys. He's performing at Madison Square Garden tonight, I believe.
Yes, someone in my office maybe was talking about how someone they know bought Harry Styles tickets for like thousands of
dollars. Harry Ween is a big thing. It's like a annual event, I guess. It's a big thing.
Oh my God, like so expensive.
Okay, I just thought of two last things. Salt Lake City airs tonight. And I just want to say, I said this on the Patreon. I did a full recap today of last week's episode. But if this Erica Jayne shit wasn't happening, people need to pay more attention to Salt Lake. Like, because it is a really, really solid Housewives show that in another season, in another year, it's top notch.
I think it's good too. And I see a lot of people online like complaining about it. I think it's good. I'm not a huge fan of Angie, the Sarah Paulson double.
Yeah.
I'm not like loving that whole like storyline, but
no, I think it's just, I mean, but I do have enough fascinating things. Lisa Barlow, not my favorite, but she's iconic. Her lines are iconic.
I think that I feel like I'm a twin flame with Lisa Barlow because she's like obsessed with fast food and like eats Kit Kats for breakfast.
Where do you want to go for can we go to Wendy's, mom? And then Bahama Bucks for dessert. They have a Frosty at Wendy's. You don't need to go to two locations for the dessert. And finally, Winterhouse. Winterhouse, amazing. Winterhouse got better ratings this week than Vanderpump Rules. Are you enjoying it as much as I am?
Yes. Winterhouse is like the best show on Bravo right now. That's what I mean. It's like, I always say we need more like single horny people in like some of these shows. And like, this is the perfect.
Oh, like, it's like, that's all we need is horniness, alcohol. Like the fact that they're destroying their livers so we don't have to, that is called, that's like angelic. It's like very cool. Yeah. Sophie Ross, I am going, what's that? Also what?
Oh, you have to go. Okay. Bye.
Bye. I'm going to the Grateful Dead. Wish me luck. Oh, okay, Sophie, by the way, Sophie, by the way, I'm so sorry. You never responded last week, but I sent you my first dick pic ever, but it was you didn't respond back to it. And I was like, oh shit, did I affect, I told you I was going to send it.
No. I loved it. Thank you for sending it. I was just gazing at it. I was gazing.
Okay. But, I never heard back. And then I was like, shit, I told her I was going to send
this. But when you texted me earlier and I like was confronted with it again, I like died. I was like, Travis dead.
Marisa Lopez says he has fluffy balls. So that's exciting.
They are kind of fluffy.
Okay. Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye, I love you.
Betches.